Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid, because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur, and this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
The average price for gasoline across the country has fallen by 0.3 cents this week, down to $2.65 a gallon. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that $2.65 national average is actually a 27-cent decrease from last year.
Average prices across the country stand at $2.65, a small increase of 0.3 cents from a week ago. Overall, prices remain 27 cents lower than last year, when they averaged $2.91 a gallon.
California Motors are paying the most, but even they may get a break later this week.
Gas prices across most areas of the country will likely trickle lower this week, thanks to oil prices having fallen. Even California, hard hit by refinery issues, should see some relief as well.
I'm John Clemens.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 314 points, the Nasdaq down 133. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Two scientists in the U.S. and one from Japan sharing this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The prize is going to John Goodenough of the University of Texas at Austin, Stanley Whittingham of Binghamton University in New York, and Akira Yoshino of Japan. The scientists will share the prize for their work in developing lithium-ion batteries. The 97-year-old Goodenough, the oldest person to be awarded a Nobel Prize in any field. Montgomery, Alabama, electing its first black mayor in the city's 200-year history. Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed defeated TV station owner David Woods in the city's runoff election yesterday. Unofficial results showing Reed tallied about twice as many votes as his opponent. He's scheduled to be sworn into office next month. Sony is confirming that PlayStation 5 will be released next year, saying the next-generation console will be out in time for the holidays. The games console will come with a new controller that uses enhanced vibration technology, also promising to cut loading time so games boot up faster. And you can say the great pumpkin has arrived. at the New England Giant Pumpkin Way Off in Topsfield, Massachusetts, where a gourd tipped the scales nearly 2,300 pounds yesterday. It was a record for the annual contest, though it fell short of a world record, which was set in Belgium. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got Sebastian Gorka back with us. It's been a long time coming, Dr. Gorka. Gosh, I remember the days we used to have you on quite repeatedly. It was always a joy, and then you got busy with the president doing work for the country, and we thank you so much for your dedicated work there. And then here you get this big contract with Salem and a national show host now. So, and of course, your previous book was a bestseller, and this one here that has just been released, I'm sure will follow the same form, the War for America's Soul. So good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Very well, Bill. Very well. Great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
Well, a couple of months ago, I had mentioned to our audience, because many have been saying that what we need is a second American Revolution. And I said at the time, and wrote a column on this, that the second American Revolution happened that day that Donald Trump came down the golden escalators there at Trump Tower to announce his interest in becoming the President of the United States. Boy, you know, from that moment on, the left went absolutely apoplectic, and it has been a nonstop surge against anything that has to do with Trump ever since, right?
Yeah, I actually mentioned, funny you say that in the new book, The War for America's Soul, that I worked for General Flynn on the transition team, and then we were colleagues in the White House, and he nailed it. He said that on November the 9th, 2016, America experienced a peaceful political revolution. Remember, this is the first time in our history, the first time since the Revolutionary War, that the American people chose as the commander-in-chief a man who'd never held public office before or never been a general. So from, you know, Washington to Obama, every single president had either been a senator, congressman, or governor, or a general like Eisenhower or Washington. And we chose somebody to shake up the swamp. We wanted an agent of change. And the truth is they're trying everything they can now to destroy him, along with this fake impeachment that they launched last week.
They've been revealed, Dr. Gorka. They've been able to have their way operating this shadow non-elected bureaucratic government, pulling the levers of our government in the background, and they've had their way with us for a long time. I mean, this hasn't just been something that happened during the Obama era. This has been going on for decades. And here is this non-politician who doesn't respect, you know, the D.C. cocktail circuit and all the amenities and, you know, the expectations that go along with it, and calls it out for what it is, and they're getting rather upset by it all.
Yeah, look, I said it when I was in the White House. I've said it since. I say it in the book. Donald Trump won despite the GOP, not thanks to the GOP. Mm-hmm. He is very dangerous to both left and right in terms of the entrenched establishment because he doesn't owe anybody anything. Mm-hmm. He was already a global brand before he became president, one of the most successful businessmen, one of the toughest markets in the world, Manhattan real estate. And he's not beholden to anybody. He's exactly. not in the back pocket of Big Pharma. He doesn't owe anything to the unions, doesn't owe anything to the fossil fuel or any other special interest groups. He's here to do one thing, and I can tell you, having been his strategist in the White House, he is here to simply drain the swamp, to fix Washington, D.C., and to make sure that all Americans are safe and can prosper. And that's why the elite hate him.
Well, Dr. Gorka, as a military strategist, which we've had you on and we've discussed at many occasions, I mean, that's your very woof and warp of your mindset. And when you were there in the White House and you realized you're working with a true general who gets it, who understood what the enemy, who the enemy is and what they're all about, I think that's been the tough thing is getting America. They call it the deep state. They kind of see what's going on, that there has been, some have declared it as a soft coup. You know, we had Jerome Corsi, I think, was the first one on the air with us that said, Bill, and I stopped. I mean, this was way earlier. This is probably last year. He said, Bill, this really amounts to a coup. This is what they did. This was an attempted coup. And since then, others have now starting to say even the president himself is declaring it as a coup. It is amazing. I mean, those are very harsh words, but they are truthful words that the American people are trying to reconcile right now, that we have those kind of antithetical forces within our government that would upend a legitimate vote of an American president.
It's not a theory. It's not hyperbole. We know the facts. If you listen to the few real journalists that are left in America, like Sarah Carter or John Solomon or my friend Greg Jarrett and Dan Bongino, mm-hmm. we know for a fact that the Obama administration at the highest level, with the authorization of the director of the CIA, John Brennan, with the authorization of the director of FBI, James Comey, and clearly there's no way this happened without Obama saying yes.
Exactly.
The Obama administration illegally spied on a presidential campaign. They leveraged foreign intelligence services, including the British, including Australia, and likely Italy, to do an end run around the constitutional protections against spying on U.S. citizens, and they illegally acquired a FISA warrant based upon opposition research that Hillary had paid for, which was sourced from Russian assets by a former MI6 agent. This is a theory. It's all documented. And on top of that, what do we know now? A CIA officer has tried to take down this president with this fake whistleblower complaint. It's not a whistleblower, he's a hearsay blower. Mm-hmm. This is all the proof you need that the deep state isn't a theory, isn't an idea. The deep state is real, and they are proud that they think they get to nullify the vote of 63 million Americans.
Exactly. I mean, this is the real world, and this is our enemy that we're having to deal with. For you as a military strategist and working with President Trump, this had to be not only enlightening, but I think even from a standpoint of an exercise of your gift and talents, Dr. Gorka, to be able to go into the administration and realize this and see behind the veil what most Americans are unable to see. I don't know what you're allowed to comment on, but I think that had to be quite revelatory for you.
Yeah, in the first few weeks of the administration, I refused to use the phrase deep state, but then I saw the deep state with my own eyes, and I can tell you one thing that I mentioned just 3 days ago when I was on the stage with Mark Levin and Dennis Prager and Larry Elder to begin my book tour for The War for America's Soul. I asked for four former students of mine who are now officers in the intelligence community. I asked for them to be seconded from their agencies to the White House to work on a special project with me, which is a pretty standard procedure mm-hmm. to con people over, and right. It should have happened very rapidly. It should have taken a couple of weeks. 6 months later, they still haven't been seconded to work with for me in the White House, and I finally did some digging, and a senior FBI agent came to me, a good guy, and he said the following: you're never going to get those people seconded because, Sebastian, you need to understand that the seventh floor of the Hoover Building, so that's the leadership of the FBI, mm-hmm. this is a direct quote, looks at this White House as the enemy. So wow. the leadership of the FBI thinks that the duly elected president is their enemy.
Even to this day. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Sebastian Gorka and his new book after this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and his new book, The War for America's Soul Continues. Dr. Gorka, the book available at all the usual places, just released, and I understand there's a way that we can get a signed book, right? Copy of your book?
Absolutely, yeah. You can order The War for American Soul at Amazon or books, Barnes & Noble. But if you want a signed copy, just go to the show website. Go to SebGorka.com, SebGorka, and you can get a signed copy of the book and 3 months free membership in my exclusive subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet. So just go to SebGorka.com for your signed copy.
See, and when you are an insider with Dr. Gorka's, cabinet like this, I mean, you're getting inside information on a daily basis. I mean, it's wonderful. That's a great idea. I'm glad you're doing that, by the way, Dr. Gorka. That's great to keep people, because that's really what this comes down to, is that we are in a war. And that's what people need to understand, that the coup that has been taking place, and it's not, it's an ongoing. I mean, the relentlessness of the left has just been amazing, but that's, they understand they're fighting for their very souls, and America needs to understand that we're fighting for our souls as well, right?
There is no more significant election than the next one coming up in 2020. I had the honor of broadcasting from the president's rally in Orlando, where he launched his re-election campaign, and I was there on the floor of the stadium. And before the president spoke, his son came and warmed up the crowd. And Don Jr. summarized it fabulously. He says, it's very, very simple. In 390 days, you've got the choice in America between socialism and liberty. Those are the stakes involved. When you look at everything that the candidates are saying, taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens, open borders, taking away your Second Amendment rights, the Medicare for all that will get rid of any private health insurance in America. This is the socialization of America, and we can't let them do it.
Yeah, I do want to quote the president regarding, he had a very nice and succinct statement that he said about you. He says, "I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us." You know, that's a powerful endorsement, because Donald Trump doesn't say that about many, right?
Look, the president, one of his greatest attributes, in addition to being a very compassionate man and a patriot, is he values loyalty, and he's very loyal to those who've been loyal to him. If you are committed to the Make America Great Again agenda, he will support you all the way, and I'm very grateful for that endorsement and for the exclusive interview he gave me. So the War for America's Soul, actually the last appendix of the book, is an exclusive interview that I recorded with the president in the Oval Office just a few months ago.
Well, again, getting back to this coup that has been taking place nonstop, we saw it with Mueller, and don't think that Kavanaugh wasn't an extension of this. And now here we come with these alleged whistleblowers. I mean, it's amazing. And even just right before the acting inspector general had said that they changed the laws or changed the rules, the guidelines for whistleblowers in order to accommodate this complaint. I mean, what does that tell you just on its face, Dr. Gorka?
Well, it's no surprise they've wanted to nullify this election since it occurred. The left, the media, the establishment have one attitude to the American people. You chose the wrong president. They get to decide the future of America, and when we chose Donald Trump, they weren't having it. So whether it was the fake Russia collusion delusion, whether it was accusations of obstruction of justice, or whether it's this latest absurdity that a president is breaking the law because he's asking one of our allied countries, one of our friends, to fight corruption, the American people see through it. But at the end of the day, it really is an insult to the Republic, and also to this incredibly significant tool of impeachment, which should never, ever be used lightly.
Well, Dr. Gorka, as a military strategist, we've got to be careful not to get caught up in the winds of emotion and waste a lot of bullets and energy here in the process. We need to focus on certain specific fronts here so that we can be effective. help our audience understand where they should put their efforts, because if we get caught up in the mainstream media's narrative and lose a lot of energy over, you know, what has become obvious. I mean, this started out with Barack Obama and the fundamental transformation of America. And many of us asked that question immediately. Fundamental, we're going to change. We're changing from what to what? And why the change? What's it all about? Never did he express it. It was a bumper sticker with no substance. But it was actually, the substance was very dark and deep, and that's what we're starting to pull back and understand. As you say, it comes down to, you know, socialism or liberty, mediocrity or excellence. Because this is, as you know, because of your background and how you were raised, you were subjected to very socialistic, Marxist-type principles, and you saw how mediocrity reigned. I mean, that would be a disaster for this country. But this is what the left has done, is they've created dissatisfaction with the status quo in order to give people an alternate choice. But people need to be aware of what that alternate choice will deliver.
Every year, the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, an amazing institute here in D.C., does a big survey. And in their last survey last year, they found that 52% of American millennials, so 52% of the youth in America, would prefer to live in a socialist or communist America. That's after that ideology, Karl Marx's ideology, took the life of more than 100 million people in the last century. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of work to do. Get my book, The War for America's Soul, read the appendices, and be part of the solution. Every one of your listeners has to understand that we must win the election. Otherwise, the radicals that have taken over the Democrat Party will be in control. Make sure that you take five people to the polling stations that would not otherwise vote. Get on social media. Retweet the president. Call out the liars. Call out the people around you who are trying to undermine our republic. Because the stakes have never been higher, my friend.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is the power of the truth, right? I mean, the truth is very powerful, and this is why the Democrats are shaking, because they realize they do not have the truth on their side, Dr. Gorka.
No, that's even the existence of truth. I mean, remember that seminal moment during the Kavanaugh hearings where Booker and Kamala Harris said, her truth about Blasey Ford. What do you mean, her truth? Either she was sexually assaulted or she wasn't, and Kavanaugh was innocent. You don't get your version of events. That there is only one truth, but that tells you everything you need to know. Truth is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is power.
Exactly. Well, and that's why Lindsey Graham called him out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we owe Lindsey Graham a massive debt of gratitude for showing the whole of the GOP what it means to have a spine.
Well, as we wrap things up here with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, again, as a military strategist, I'm going to lean on your knowledge and wisdom here. Yes, we need to get our hands on your book. And don't forget, if you go to Dr. Gorka's website, Direct to Show website, you can get an autographed copy of the book. Remind them again the website, Dr. Gorka.
Just my name, SebGorka.com, SebGorka, SebGorka.com.
Okay, so with that in mind, the book, he said, take five, at least five of your friends, even if they're not friends, take them with you and get them registered, make sure they're registered to vote, get them to vote. Anything else that we should, I'm a firm believer in the Pareto principle where, you know, 20% gives you 80% of the yield. What within that 20% should we do?
Have to stand up. Think of the example of the president. Stand up for the truth. Never back down. Never give in. Support him. Support the Make America Great Again agenda. And be part of the solution. And bring those people around you who are apolitical, who are on the fence, over and ask them, hey, what do you think of the last 3 years? Do you like paying less taxes? Do you like ISIS being destroyed? If you like all of those things, you know what to do in 390 days.
Without a doubt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, his book, The War for America's Soul, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Gorka, is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the tippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Tara Ross is joining us. She's back with us, a graduate of Rice University. The University of Texas Law School has spent much of her legal career studying and defending the Electoral College. Her tutorial, Do You Understand the Electoral College? I mean, there's probably a lot of politicians that should get their hands on your book, Durham.
Well, you know, our schools have not been teaching the Electoral College effectively for a long time, and the end result is a population, including our elected officials, that unfortunately don't understand the system very well.
Well, kind of amazing. I mean, in some of these states, you know, these governors pushing and surrendering their influence to the I don't know, to the collective. It astounds me. I mean, because, you know, this is one of the early things that I understood and made so much sense to me when the founding fathers had set up the Electoral College. You go, whoa, this is this really makes sense. This levels the playing field and gives everybody a fair opportunity.
Absolutely. To clarify what the governors are doing, there is a movement to get states to sign an interstate compact, basically just a simple contract among states, whereby they would all agree to give their electors to the winner of the national popular vote, regardless of what happens within state borders. Now, this, of course, is just an end run around the constitutional amendment process that would require 38 states to sign on to that. This compact could be put into effect with a minority of states on board. Right now they have 15 states plus D.C., that's 196 electors committed to this idea as soon as they get 74 more electors to join them, because that would make 270 and 270 wins an election.
How dangerous is this?
Oh my gosh, it's so dangerous. I mean, it would be just regular dangerous to get rid of the Electoral College through a constitutional amendment, but the compact has its own special just problems. And that's because, of course, the states that are participating in this compact cannot force other states to do anything at all. They cannot create any kind of national election code to make sure that all of these states are playing by the same set of rules. And, of course, the most basic rules in democracy is everybody should vote according to the same rules. You shouldn't have Texas getting time to early vote more than Oklahoma or something like that, and then throw everybody's votes into the same pot. Now, of course, the reason that this doesn't matter today, just to clarify, is because today we conduct 51 completely different presidential elections on Election Day. Texas, is what I mentioned because that's where I'm from, Texas has its own election. It does not affect anybody else. My vote cast in Texas cannot determine the identity of an elector of Florida or Tennessee or Massachusetts. So it's okay. It doesn't matter if the rules in Texas are the same as they are in other parts of the country. But if this national popular vote idea were to go into effect, then all of a sudden it would matter because I would cast a vote in Texas and I'd be dictating to people in Maine what to do with their electors, and that's not right.
Yeah, I mean, how does that make sense? I mean, you know, with these these governors, what they're pushing. So what is their mindset on this? I mean, consider why they want to do this. I mean, is it just because they want to control the results of an election?
I think that ultimately they know that this compact I've been discussing will cause a lot of problems, and they will end up getting the constitutional amendment because we will all be so desperate to get away from the problems that they have created, and it will just make it that much easier to go ahead and enforce that. And there, in fact, some of them are on record basically saying that a long time ago before they realized people would be listening. But and as far as like why they want to get rid of the Electoral College in the first place, look, I don't know. I think different people have different reasons. I think a lot of people just simply don't understand it, and therefore they assume it's bad or outdated. And a little education helps to cure a lot of that. I mean, I've testified before a lot of state legislators in the past decade, and there really are a lot of people that if you just talk to them, they understand. To give a shout out to one person who acted against his party, and I was so thrilled, the Nevada governor, who's a Democrat, vetoed this legislation that I'm talking to you about. And he vetoed it, I think, because there were so many people in Nevada that got so upset and contacted his office, and people were spending time learning about this. And he realized it would be bad for his state. And you know, his party is not very happy with him. But he did the right thing, and I thought it was great.
Well, Tara, as you say, it is incumbent upon the voters to be educated. Let's give them, a rough tutorial here, or at least whet their appetite enough to where they would want to delve deeper. What should they know about the Electoral College?
Well, I think to understand the Electoral College, you really need to understand the principles that underlie our Constitution. The founders were not creating a pure democracy. Whatever you might hear in the news today, they weren't going for just a simple democracy. They did want to be self-governing, of course. They had just fought a revolution because of their lack of representation in Parliament. The principles of self-governance were so important to them. Also, they knew, even if they had been given a seat at the table in Parliament, they would have been outvoted time and time again by the majority of citizens at home in England. So they saw that a simple up-and-down vote isn't good enough. In that kind of a system, simple or bare majorities will tyrannize other people based on emotion or whatever. It doesn't matter. So they had this dilemma in front of them. How do we create a world, create a government that is self-governing, but that also allows the voice of the minority to be heard and to not be trampled? And so that's why we have a constitution with checks and balances, separation of powers, powers divided between a judiciary and an executive and a legislature, also divided between state and federal governments. And it's why we have presidential vetoes and the Electoral College, of course. It is just a balancing mechanism that is created to help us ensure that every voice is heard in this great country of ours.
Exactly. And we have found historically when that occurs, it goes well for America, does it not?
Absolutely.
Or better, anyway, we could
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely. I mean, now look, we're in a kind of an ugly, divisive time. Nobody really likes it. You know, we're all just yelling at each other, as best I can tell. But it If it helps, we have been here before, and I would argue that the Electoral College is one thing that brought us out of that. After the Civil War, we had a series of elections that looked an awful lot like what we're looking at now. Mm-hmm. Two elections decided by the electoral vote when it differed from the popular vote. In 1876 and 1888, the recorded national popular vote winner did not win the election because the Electoral College was different. Of course, angry, divided, many elections in a row divided between North and South, and it seemed like the country would never get past it. But what ended up happening is the Electoral College was one factor that encouraged people to move past that. Democrats could never, ever win a presidential election unless they reached out beyond their safe states. There simply were not enough. They couldn't do it. Republicans, on the other hand, kept on barely winning. So mm-hmm. if they lost anything at all, then, of course, they were in the opposite situation. So both sides had incentives to reach out to the middle America, to people that were not like themselves, to independents, and to try to get people to cross the political aisle and to come and vote for them. And, of course, over time what happened is we ended up in a completely different place with presidents like Coolidge and FDR winning in massive landslides. Mm-hmm. And it was because the Electoral College helped us to get out of that ugly place.
Exactly. Well, and I think that part of, you know, to your point, where we are is, as they did then, I think there's some soul searching that needs to take place. I mean, there are founding principles that our founders understood that really were the buttress for this this republic, should we keep it. And, you know, and to me, I mean, the way I see it in my own simple terms, Tara, is that America has surrendered its soul, so to speak. We have let go of these moral moorings that, you know, Franklin, when asked, you know, if we could hold on to the republic or not, you know, could we hold on to it? And, yeah, you know, we'll see. But it's going to be up to the people. And their moral foundation, you know, as I think it was Adams said, that our Constitution was designed for a people of morality and values. And we have let go of these moral, I believe, these moral underpinnings. And as a result, we're kind of helter-skelter. We're in a bit of chaos.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
Well, again, I think it's the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror that needs to look at it and say, okay, where are we here? And we've gotten, you know, we've bought into the, I guess, the religion of the current culture, the contemporary culture that says we can do as we darn well please. And we're paying a price for this. And this is something that we have to get on the other side of. We'll talk more with Tara Ross when we come back. We got a short break. Stay with us.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
Yeah, rumor has it, he even has the power to make you hold on to common sense when you disposed of it. And we need to grab onto common sense once again, as Robert Curry, author that we interviewed last week. We need to reclaim common sense if ever we find ourselves. But, you know, as Tara reminds us, we've gone through this. This isn't our first rodeo, as they say. Tara, I was reading here where Ed Meese, the former U.S. Attorney General, had some very nice compliments of you. Well, he writes in your book, a well-reasoned blend of sound historical analysis and simple common sense. And the other reason I mentioned Ed Meese is that he's going to get an award today, the nation's highest civilian honor. President Trump is honoring him with the Medal of Freedom.
He deserves it more. Ed Meese is a wonderful man, and he has been so kind to me, and he has spent his life serving the nation, and I'm all for that award. He
deserves
it.
And how special for you, you know, to rub elbows, you know, with Ed Meese. I mean, you know, it's we always appreciate having colleagues and people, mentors along the way. And to have someone like Ed Meese, who's such a quality citizen and individual.
I just can't emphasize enough how kind he is. He is just so kind. And I'm so glad he's getting that award today.
Yeah, great. Well, you've spent much of your legal career studying and defending the Electoral College. Why?
Well, it's a funny story. I started studying the Electoral College because I broke my arm in law school. This is a true story. Yeah. You should always wear your seatbelt in a taxi cab. I know there's all your listeners they don't do that, and you should wear your seatbelt because otherwise you get in a car wreck and you break your arm, which is what happened to me. And then I was in my last semester of law school, and I couldn't take notes in class anymore, so I did an independent study on the Electoral College as one means to get through that last semester.
Right.
And this was almost 20 years ago. And you know, I just thought it would be easy, just mark that off, graduate, move along. But what ended up happening is I ended up discovering how much I didn't know about the Electoral College. I thought I did, but I didn't. And the other thing I noticed was that it doesn't serve any particular party. I mean, in 2000, we all thought, well, okay, George Bush won. and it's, and now of course Donald Trump is one, it starts to seem Republican. But if you really look at it, and you what you see is it doesn't serve a particular political party. It serves whoever's doing the best job of coalition building at any point in time. In October of 2000, Al Gore actually thought that he was going to win the electoral vote and lose the popular vote. So he had lawyers looking into it, preparing to defend his position, to defend his victory. Mm-hmm. And of course, the opposite ended up happening. So look, if anybody who's supporting the Electoral College or opposing the Electoral College because of your political party, please don't.
Yes.
It doesn't serve a political party. It encourages us to work together, to come together, as I was describing earlier in the days after the Civil War. It's what it encouraged, and that's what it's doing today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first party to kind of get its act together, quit screaming at the other side. It's going to start winning in landslides.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and we have, I guess there's practical examples right now within the current context of the governments across these 50 states of ours that demonstrate what happens when you have, a unilateral experience where, one party is dominating a state. Like, for example, in California. And, I was born and raised in California, and I've seen what's been happening and how it's continued to deteriorate. And it's no longer it's a one-party state. And, boy, some of the policies they're coming up with, it's like, okay, well, how much more are the people in California going to put up with it? Many have already. I mean, the number one state, according to U-Haul, in use of one-way travel outside of a state to move is California. So people are voting with their feet and getting out of the state. Nonetheless, the politicians who have long said the climate and, the things that the natural resources of California are so enticing that people will put up with all the taxes and the crazy regulations.
New York is another one that's in that boat, and it's mm-hmm. it's interesting to me because sometimes you'll hear a Republican from California or New York urging elimination of the Electoral College. But if they did that, they would create a nationwide dynamic that looks just like the statewide one they're suffering under now. In New York, for example, all those rural areas are outvoted time and time again by New York City. I mean, New York City is massive in that state. And so why, if you are, living in a small city in New York and you're getting outvoted by New York City all the time and nobody's listening to you in statewide races, like the governor's race,
mm-hmm.
why do you think it would be any different without if we move that dynamic to the presidential level? It would be exactly like that. Now, instead of just outvoting New York City, outvoting New York State, they would outvote the country.
Exactly.
L.A., New York City, San Francisco, these big cities would just start to outvote everybody and run roughshod over them.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens at the state level already, and it would start to happen at the national level without the Electoral College.
Well, exactly. When you look at the practical experience that even recent history is teaching us, it's quite dangerous. I mean, of course, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats wanted to, as you and I talked about before, talk about, well, they won the popular vote. Well, if you look at where so much of the popular vote came from, it came from two states, New York and California.
20%
so that's quite,
of our vote.
That's quite telling when you think about it to say, wait a minute, if these two states could not elect the president, and they got all these votes, how out of sync with the other 48 states are they?
Right. Well, what's ironic is Hillary Clinton, she did this to herself with her strategy at the end. She thought that she was about to win the electoral vote and lose the popular vote. Okay, just like Al Gore in 2000. Mm-hmm. That's what she thought was going to happen. And so she started dumping resources into driving up her popular vote in safe areas, which is of course the exact thing you're not supposed to do under the Electoral
right.
College. With the Electoral College in place, you should be building coalitions and spreading, trying to reach out to a variety of regions and states and different kinds of voters. And if she had just taken those resources and spent some time in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, she probably would have won the election. If she had just done what she was supposed to do with the Electoral College in place, it was within reach, and she probably would have done it.
Well, some people are suggesting the way the dynamics of the current Democratic candidacy is going is maybe she may have another shot at it and learn, and it's that could be interesting how that happens, because you know, all this Ukrainian controversy and what's going on with Joe Biden. You know, I said when this happened that you might as well put a fork in him. I think he's pretty well done. And I think quite possibly this was all, I mean, they want to blame it on the Republicans, but I think this was all done in the inner chambers of the Democratic Party. I think ultimately they saw what was going on with, with Joe Biden, with all the gaffes and that. And, they thought, well, maybe we ought to abandon that ship and let's go on with somebody else. And then you get Bernie having a heart attack. And, and it seems like Elizabeth Warren may be the last woman standing.
Well, I think I'm just going to go back to our problem right now is we're spending so much time in this country infighting and pointing fingers and yelling and screaming and backstabbing and all of these things that we're doing when we're supposed to be trying to understand our fellow American, trying to reach out to people who aren't like ourselves, focusing on our similarities, not the things that we disagree on. Neither party is really doing this, and so everything you've discussed is just an example of that.
Exactly. Well, we've said here on the show, e pluribus unum, and I think we've lost sight of what the unum is. If we can come together and agree that this is the most important thing, this is what supports the American dream and the vision of what our founding fathers and those before us had held on to, but somehow we've let go of it. And if we can grasp that, then I think, we might be a little bit more tolerable, toward one another, to where we can say, hey, look, because, I've had conversations with people, and Tara, I'm sure you have as well, that, it starts out where they are just so ideologically fixed. But if you can stay calm and go through it and, be rational about it and exercise some common sense, it's not so much that it's, victory. I don't look at it as, a debate deal as much as it is as, hey, can we come to some solution? Can we begin to see the other side and see what value they bring if, if we're focusing on the greater good?
Well, look, if you think the person on the other side of the political aisle is evil and,
yes, right,
somehow intrinsically bad, then you're not going to take time to listen to them or understand their points. Mm-hmm. If you assume the opposite and just take time to listen, that's just kind of the starting point, I guess.
Right.
We have gotten to the point where we just look at the person on the other side of the political aisle and assume all sorts of really bad things.
Right.
And of course, you're not going to listen to a person like that or care what they think.
Right. But the fact of the matter is, right now, frankly, I'm concerned for the Democratic Party and for America, because I see where the Democratic Party is going, and I see them going. My perspective is I see them going over a cliff. Now, some people are celebrating, going, okay, good, get rid of the Democrat. No, we don't need to get. No, we need the two-party system. We need everybody involved here, putting in their two cents. This is what our founding fathers appreciated, and this is the system in which they set up. And like I said earlier, when we do that, it works well for all.
Absolutely. Iron sharpens iron, right? You can't have you can't have a party falling apart. You got to have two strong parties that keep each other honest.
Well, why we need the Electoral College, Tara Ross's book, get your hands on it, okay? Especially the politicians out there who may be listening and you're debating this. This will make you all the wiser. Tara, appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.